Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, glory to God. We exalt the Lord on tonight. Amen, truly he is our hiding place. Amen, glory be to God, the safest place in the whole wide world, people of God, is under the shadows of the Almighty. Amen. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We bless him. We honor. We glorify him on tonight. Truly, the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. We're just so grateful to be here yet again. Amen. On tonight, I'm telling you, people of God, my Lord, my Lord. Truly, the Lord has been doing us well. Amen. We thank God for, amen, Jesus, this 27th day in this new year, people of God. And I just tell you, it just feels like we've been in revival every single night. Amen. Glory to God. And we just bless the Lord. We thank the Lord for it. Amen. Thank him for his move. Thank him for his power. Thank him for his manifestation. Thank him for open doors. Amen. Glory to God. God's listening. We're not just hearing this word, people of God, but this word is working in our lives. Amen. So we just give God thanks. We give him praise. We bless him on tonight. Amen. We pray that you come on tonight ready to hear what the Lord has for you. Amen. Glory to God. We pray that you're not just listening with your ear. Amen. But that you're listening with your spirit ear. Amen. We want to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us. And we don't want to miss that. We don't want to miss that. So we want to be intentional. Amen. That's why we want to bring our whole heart, our whole mind, our soul in. Amen. We want to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us. Amen. Whether it's direction or correction, amen, or rebuke or reproof, glory to God, whatever, amen, the Lord has for us, that's what we want to hear. Amen. It's crucial. It's crucial in this hour. We can't afford to miss anything. Amen. So we pray that you are intentional in your coming on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to welcome you on tonight. We welcome you, each and every one. Amen. From wherever you're listening from, we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for all of our international listeners. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. As we last report, amen, we're, amen, reaching into 48 different countries. So from wherever you're listening from, we just want to thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you reaching out to us. Amen. Thank God for the prayer requests, amen, that are coming in from other countries. Amen. Thank God for, amen, letting us know that you want to connect with us. Amen. You want to connect with us. Amen, Jesus. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for that. Amen. We bless him. We thank him. Again, from whatever country you're calling, you're listening from. Amen. Amen. Here in the continental U.S. Amen. In the isles of the sea. Amen. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining. Amen. The Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. For all of our leaders. Amen. We thank God for, amen, Jesus, all of the, amen, full body. Amen. That's listening on the line. Amen. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Glory to God, every member in particular represented here on the line. And we thank God for you. Amen. We pray that you brought your faith. Amen. We pray that you brought your faith. Amen. Glory to God, because we know that it, without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Even to reach out, even to touch him, we must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Amen. And we're seeking the Lord. We're seeking the Lord, amen, not just for ourselves, glory to God, for our families, for the nations, amen. Glory to God, those people that we don't even know, we don't even see, glory to God, but we know that there are needs in the earth. And we give ourselves to the heart of God so that we can hear, amen, so that we can, amen, be able to bear, amen, the burdens to know that somebody somewhere is going through situations and circumstances, amen. And if we can call those, amen, petitions before the Lord, we believe that the Lord will answer, amen. So we give God thanks. We give our praise again for each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for joining us, amen. Thank you. We want to ask you to go ahead, send out a text message. Send out a text message, amen. Let someone know that, amen, Jesus, you're here. You're here on the PNN. Amen. And just invite them to come. Just tell them to come listen with me on tonight. Amen. Tell them you'll be blessed. Amen. Tell them there's a blessing here for you on tonight. Amen. Just go to, again, as we always say, go to one of those texts, those group texts. Amen. And just plug it in. Amen. And just ask them, join me on the PNN. Amen. Listen, I'm going to give you the number. You don't even have to look it up. And the number is 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. Amen. Invite them to come. Invite them to come and be a part, amen, of the PNN on tonight. Tell them, listen, tell them they don't want to miss it. Tell them they don't want to miss it. Amen. Tell them they don't want to miss it. Amen. Listen, if they tell you that they cannot get in on the 339 number, we're going to give you a workaround number. Amen. They'll be able to get in. And that number is 223-308-3018. And again, that's 223-308-3018. Amen. Real easy. Real easy. Amen. So if you would go ahead and listen, or even go out to your social media page and drop that message out there. Amen. Tell them to come and join you. Amen. For, amen, tonight's broadcast. Amen. Tell them we would love to have them to come and be a part. Amen. Glory to God. Again, let them know that there is a blessing here for them on tonight. Amen. We thank God on tonight for, amen, just want to thank God for my leaders on tonight. Amen, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James, thanking God for him. Amen, Jesus, who transfers throughout the earth. Amen, physically, amen, travel to so many places, people of God. Listen, so many places, this man of God, amen. And he didn't just go to, amen, amen, the ritzy areas, amen, set up in cathedrals and stuff like that. No. Glory to God. He went to where the need was, amen, where the greatest need was, amen, to the people, amen, Jesus, that, amen, that the people that did not know God, the people glory be to God, amen, that was in their deepest, deepest struggle, amen. He went to those places, amen. If he went to a city, amen, Jesus, you best believe, glory to God, he went to the part of town, amen, Jesus, where it was the less fortunate, the less looked upon, the less, glory be to God, desirable, amen. But the man of God went to those places, and he called out of people. Yes, he, Ebasha, glory to God, he called out of people, amen, for the name of the Lord, amen. He called out a people that were no people, amen, Jesus. And I tell you what the Lord has done, it's marvelous in our eyes, amen, glory to God. So many places in the Middle East, amen, so many people in places in the Isle of the Sea, amen, so many places right here in the U.S., the man of God traveled those places. So we thank the Lord on tonight for the pillar. Amen. He's a pillar. Truly, he's a pillar, a pioneer in the earth, a giant, a general he was in the earth. Amen. And he has left a legacy. Amen. And here we are. Here we are. Amen. Jesus, we're not physically traveling, people of God. Amen. But we're trying to hold up that blood-stained banner. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going over the airways, amen, until the Lord would say the same. Amen. We're going over the airways, amen, being a blessing, reaching many, many people, amen, even so reaching out to us. And we give God thanks. We give God praise, amen, again for his life and his legacy, amen. Thanking the Lord for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. Thanking God for her, amen, a sweet woman of God, amen, that loves the Lord, amen, a woman of strength, strength, amen. And we thank God for her, amen. We're thanking the Lord on tonight for our senior apostle, amen, Jesus, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, amen. Thanking the Lord for him, and amen, Lady Huggins, thanking God for her. Thanking the Lord, amen, on tonight for, amen, Jesus, glory to God, our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, Lady Tina, thanking God tonight, amen, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., amen, Jesus, Lady Taylor, amen, just thanking God for these leaders, amen, thanking God, amen, for their covering, amen, thanking God, amen, for them, and thanking God for all of the leaders that are on the line, amen, Jesus, that God has given grace to lead, amen. You need grace, you need anointing to lead. So we thank God for each and every one of them. We thank God for all of the men and women of God that come to this line, amen. Glory to God, even had, amen, pastors reaching out from Jamaica, amen, Jesus, that want to be a part of this network, amen. Glory to God. So the Lord is stretching us. He's stretching us, people of God, stretching his borders, amen, stretching his borders, glory to God, and we're just holding on, amen, we're just holding on because truly it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes, amen. Thank you, God, tonight for all of our advisors, amen, each and every one of them, giving God thanks, giving God praise for our advisors on tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God, each of them holding their place and space here on this outreach ministry. Thank the Lord, amen, for our prayer warriors on tonight. Glory be to God. Thanking God for them, amen. Thanking the Lord, glory be to God, for each and every one of them, amen. Glory be to God. God is great and greatly to be praised. He has really, amen, put this outreach ministry together, amen. And we're just grateful to be a part of it. We are humbled, amen, to be a part of it on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. While you're continuing to come in, amen, go to God. Don't forget to go ahead and reach out to someone else. Amen. Jesus, reach out to someone. Amen. Invite them to come on in to the Prayer News Network with us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We're so grateful. Amen. Amen. For all, again, all of the speakers that the Lord has sent to the Prayer News Network, amen, coming to bless the people of God from all over the world, blessing the people of God, amen, all over the world, amen, giving them fresh manna, amen, from the Lord, amen. So we're so grateful, amen, for each and every one of them on tonight, Amen. And again, people of God, we are excited. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Amen. Get ready on tonight. Amen. Get ready on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're ready to hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, amen. Glory to God. We're going to ask, amen, Evangelist Gail. Amen. Evangelist Gail Bell. Amen. If she would come and sanctify the line on tonight. Glory be to God, Evangelist Bell. Amen. If you grace the platform, amen. There you are. Amen. If you just, amen, bless and sanctify the line on tonight.
Father God, we just give you thanks tonight.
The recording has started.
For all that you are in our lives, oh God. We thank you, God. We give you glory. We honor you for being Lord of Lords and King of Kings in our lives, oh God. We thank you, oh God, how you kept us all day long, oh God. We thank you, oh God, how you brought us down the dangerous highways, oh God. Oh God, how you protected our family, oh God. And Father God, now that we've given you glory, God, we've given you honor, God, we just thank you, oh God, because we have entered your courts, oh God, with praise, oh God. Oh, God, and we came before you with thanksgiving. Oh, God, we ask, oh, God, that you touch the line right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every heart, God, on one accord, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch our hearts. Those things, oh, God, that we need, oh, God, that's in our hearts, that's hidden, oh, God, we ask that you stir it up, bring it to the forefront in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch our ears, oh, God, that we might hear a specific word that is sent just for us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Every case is different. Oh, God, and so we ask, oh, God, that you look on us country to country, oh, God, from heart to heart. Everything is a different platform, oh, God, for the needs of our people, oh, God. But most of all, God, we know that we're on one accord because we all need you. So, God, we thank you, oh, God, for touching our minds, oh, God. We thank you for touching our hearts, oh, God. We thank you for touching our souls, oh, God. Stir us up, oh, God. Give us new avenues, oh, God. Give us new adventures, oh, God. The things that you have for us. Let us obtain everything that we need that is according to you, according to what you need for us to do, the thing that you have written the book for us. God, help us walk according to God. Order our steps, oh God, in the word of God. Help us to hear where we are, oh God. Line us up, line upon line, precept upon precept, oh God. Turn us inside up. Oh God, open up the windows of heaven, oh God, and pour us out a blessing, oh God. Oh, God, the blessing that we need to get us out of the place that we are. Oh, God, even in the place of complacency, God, you know that place, oh, God. Speak to each individual that needs the direction, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, oh, God, for even now, anointing every ear to hear what you're saying to each individual. Oh, God, where there's healing, God, we thank you for healing, oh, God, because you know that you are healing, God. Oh, God, those that need peace in their life, oh, God, we know that you are peace-giving God, oh, God. Oh, God, those that need financial things, oh, God, you know what you need. God, help them to put it on their heart. But, God, most of all, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and you will add everything that we need unto it. Oh, God, we're just so thankful tonight because we know that you'll do it, oh, God. God, even the healing that is needed, oh, God. Some may have been coming and asking for a healing, and you have not given it. But, God, we ask, oh, God, stir up a new mind, oh, God, to accept, oh, God, that you can do anything but fail. God, you are not a failing God. And, God, we look to you for being the Alpha and Omega of our life, the beginning and the end. Without you, there is nothing, oh, God. And, God, without you, we can't make it, oh, God. Help us to accept that in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, the things that we need to be adding into our life, oh, God, we thank you for putting it there, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Stir up our hearts. Tune our ears to hear what you're speaking to us, oh, God. Help us out there. Our field is out there, God, that we be receptive for the word as it comes forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, line the speaker's mind up, God. Oh, God, with the heart of you, oh, God, that you're speaking directly to our needs, oh, God. Oh, God, in a time like this, we do need a Savior. Oh, God, without you, Lord, things are so rough. They are so tight. Oh, God, it's coming one after the other, and every time it's this, and every time it's this. It's just bad things. It's a bad messenger every time we look around. Oh, God, but we know that even in the midst of this, you are peace. You'll give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, help us to look to the hill which cometh our help, and that help is you, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, right now, oh God, for touching that speaker right now in the name of Jesus. Touching them from the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet, oh God. Help us to minister profoundly for the things that you got, that you have given them, oh God. Help us to come forth with power and might, oh God, to secure, deliver, set us free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you touch our hearts. Give us a heart of flesh, oh God. Oh God, help us to see the things that are wrong in our lives tonight, oh God. Oh God, help us to see it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, clean us up, oh God, that we may be rightfully divide your word, oh God, that we may see the things that you're speaking to us in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you, God. Hallelujah, God, we just thank you, oh God, for being the Alpha in our life, oh God, the beginning, oh God, the infinite God that keeps on giving, the infinite God that keeps on giving direction, the infinite God that keeps on giving information in order for us to make it from point A to point B. God, we just thank you, oh God, for even touching everybody, every heart, every mind in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give a repentance heart, oh, God, that we repent daily for the things, oh, God. Clean us up, oh, God, that we may be, that we have openly, that we can openly receive your word in the name of, and do your will, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we just ask that you bless the line right now in the name of Jesus. Bless it, oh, God. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Whatever our mother needs, oh, God, we thank you for sending that word. Whatever our father needs, oh, God, we thank you for sending that word, oh, God. Whatever salvation they need, God, we thank you for sending it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever, when they need strength, God, we thank you for sending that strength tonight. Stir it up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Open it up, oh, God. Open it up like never before. In times like this, we do need a Savior, God. Hallelujah. Without you, God, we know that we cannot do nothing without you, God. Hallelujah. Without you, God, we know that we will fail, God. Without direction, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for direction, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, light our pathways, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for everything being done in your son's name. Oh God, and God, we ask, oh God, that you bless PNN right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, just bless our founder in the name of Jesus. God, put into her hands the things that she needs. Oh God, the connections that she needs. Oh God, that you will bless PNN, that it will be blessed over and over again, that it will be a supplier for the people, to supply their needs, oh God, in a time like this, that the speakers were only astonished by the things that would come forth out of their mouths, oh God, because you have anointed them and appointed them for a time just as this, in a time that we need that we need salvation, oh God. And God, when we can't even gather together, but God, even now, when you say two or three gather together in your name, God, I know there's more than two or three on this line, oh, God. There you be in the midst. And, God, we just thank you, oh, God. We're so grateful, hallelujah, that you're here with us, oh, God. Oh, God, that you're changing lives just for us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you're looking on us, oh, God, and you're supplying every need that we need, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we don't count it short, God, but we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, God. We lift you up, God, because we know you to be a healer, a deliverer. Hallelujah, 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 and a defender. Oh, God, even when we're drowning out, God, you said that you would build, even if we build our bed in hell, oh, God. You said, Lord, you'll be there with us, oh, God. And then you said you'll be a strong tower for us to climb up on us, oh, God. Help us not to count you short, oh, God. Help us to know that you are what you say in your word. And you will be what you say in your word, oh, God. Shine the light, oh, God, even when there's doubt, oh, God. We ask, oh, God, that you give them the answer that they need, to show them that you're there with them in the midst of every situation. Every situation, you're still Lord. You're still God. You're still healing. You're still delivering, and you're still a deliverer. You're still a comforter. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Touch our minds, oh, God. Hallelujah, that we turn over our mind to you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. That we give our ears to you, oh, God. And we hear you, oh, God, when you're speaking to us, when you're calling us to another level, oh, God.
Oh, God, touch our heart. Turn our heart inside out, oh, God. Touch our hands, oh, God, that we touch not those things that we don't need to touch, oh, God. Oh, God, and then touch our feet, oh, God, that we stay on the path, oh, God, of righteousness, oh, God. Oh, God, seeking ye first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, and everything will be added to you, oh, God. And we just give you praise, God. We give you glory in your son's name, oh, God, because we know that it's going to be added unto us, oh, God. And we thank you now for the word of God that came to deliver and set us free tonight, oh, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Muted.
God, giving thanks, giving praise. Glory to God. Amen. Grab a hold to that prayer. Amen. Grab a hold, grab a hold, grab a hold. Amen. Glory to God to that prayer on tonight. Amen. We touching and agreeing. Amen. It's all about touching and agreeing. Amen. And we believe that it's already done. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Bell. God bless you on tonight. Thank you for that prayer on tonight. And now, people of God, we're going to have, amen, our scripture reading, amen, by Sister Mary Hollings. God bless you. If you just press stars, amen, for our scripture on tonight.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Annette Bradley, and to everyone in their rightful place. On tonight, I will be reading Psalms 121, Help from the Lord. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. God have a blessing to the hearers and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you on tonight, people of God. Amen. We're just building. Amen. Getting us ready. Amen. Pulling our heart in, pulling our mind in. Glory to God. Pulling our spirit in to hear. Amen. What the Lord has to say unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we're going to be blessed in song, glory to God, by, amen, one of our PNN songbirds, amen, Sister Robin Jackson. And people of God, on tonight, we're so excited, amen, because the next voice that you will hear, amen, will be that of our speaker. Glory to God, immediately after our sermonic solo, if you will. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. He's no stranger to the line. Amen. He's certainly one of our co-hosts. Amen. He's one of our PNN advisors. We're so grateful, amen, for the Lord. Amen. For bringing him to be a part,
amen,
of this PNN advisory board. And that's none other than Minister Emmanuel Hogues. People of God coming to us by way of True Holiness Temple Church of God in Athens, Georgia. Again, we are so grateful. We want to admonish you one more time. Get your pen, get your paper, get your, amen, get yourself positioned to hear what the Lord has to say. And at this time, amen, we're going to bring, amen, Sister Robin, amen, Sister Robin Jackson to give us a solo. And again, the next voice you will hear will be that of our speaker. God bless you, Sister Robin. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We bless God tonight. Amen. Amen for being here in the name of the Lord. Amen. We bring you greetings from True Holiness Temple Church of God. Amen. Athens, Georgia. Amen. Under the leadership of Pastor Mark Hogue, Lady Kalisa Hogue. Thank God for each and every one of you on the line tonight. Amen. Truly, we are so excited. Amen. About what the Lord, amen, is doing for us in our lives. Amen. Thank God. Amen. We give honor where honor is due. Amen. To our visionary founder of the Prayer News Network, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. To all, each and every one of God's people. Amen. Thank God for those that prepare. Amen. Begin to prepare and set the atmosphere tonight for the opening prayer. Amen. Coming through Evangelist Gail for the song. Amen. Coming through Sister Robbins says, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Truly, we have so much to thank God for. He's been so good to us. Amen. Thank God for the scripture reading coming through. Amen. Sister Mary Holland. Amen. We just bless God for this night. God is a good God. Yes, he is. And we come to glorify the name of the Lord. Amen. And we're going to, amen, go into the word of God. But just before we go into the word of God, amen, 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 we want to pray. And also the piece of song that I want to just sing to tie into my message for tonight that the Lord has given me. Amen. And we want to pray first. Amen. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus,
yeah,
give her every good and perfect gift. We humbly thank you for this night. We thank you for this day. We thank you for, if God, this Prayer News Network Global. We thank you for every listener that has called in, tuned in. Amen, God, to listen to this broadcast this night. We pray tonight, God, that you will have your way. We pray, God, that you will send your anointing, send your Holy Ghost power. Let your power fall on us tonight. Let your spirit, God, rule and rest in us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let a soul be saved. Let the sick be healed. Let the weak be strengthened tonight. Encourage the faint heart tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, work a miracle. Do the impossible. Do what man say can't be done. Turn things around tonight, God, even in our favor. We know that you're able, God. We know you can do it. We believe and we're resting upon your promise. God, we're standing on your word that we'll not give away. In the mighty name of Jesus, send your anointing, send your power. God, we know that you have anointed these lips of clay, that we may speak only your word that you put into our mouth. Oh, God, none of me but all of you tonight. You be glorified. You be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Peace, a song that I would like to sing tonight before we go into the word of God. Amen. The song goes like this. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my God. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him, he will provide. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my God. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him, he will provide. I believe I'll say that again. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my God. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him, he will provide. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Song says, I'm learning how to depend and lean on Jesus. Amen. He's my friend and he's my God. Mm-hmm. For if I trust him, I know that he will provide. Mm-hmm. Amen. Do you believe God to be a provider tonight? Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. Are you learning? Amen, to depend on Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen, because I found out if I trust him, he will provide. Mm-hmm. Amen, God is a provider tonight. Amen, and God, amen, he will make a way out of no way. Mm-hmm. Amen, well, like for today, we just bless God for each and every one of you tonight. Amen, that have tuned in, amen, to this broadcast. Amen, to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And truly, God, amen. He has just what we need tonight. Amen. And we come to do the will of our God. Amen. We didn't come to do our own will, but we come to do the sweet will of our God. Amen. We're so happy, amen, to be able to come before you this night. Amen. How God saw fit, amen, for us, amen, to be, amen, where we are right now. Even, amen, you under the sound of my voice. Amen. This is not of ourselves, but this is, amen, the will of God. Amen. We praise God. Amen. We're going to go into the word of God. Amen. We're going to ask you if you have your Bibles. Amen. If you would turn, amen, with me to a couple of scriptures. Amen. And our first scripture will be coming from the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs. Amen. Then afterwards, we're going to turn over to the book of St. Matthew. Once again, our scripture reading will be coming from the book of Proverbs. And then following, we're going to turn over to the book of St. Matthew. The book of Proverbs, we're going to begin reading with the third, amen, the third chapter, amen, in the fifth verse. Proverbs 3:5. Amen. The word of God reads, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Amen. We're going to stop right there with that one verse. I know many times, amen, we normally run with the sixth verse with it. Amen. But tonight I'm just going to just, amen, stop at the fifth verse right now. Amen. According to the will of God. Amen. The fifth verse says, Proverbs 3:5. The fifth verse says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Amen. If you will, go with me to the book of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Amen. Once again, we're going to go to the book of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 6. The word of God reads, and it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in the cities. The second verse says, now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, thou he that shall come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and shew John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Amen. We thank God for the reading of his word, for we know that God's word is blessed. Amen. We have read to you St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, amen, verses 1 through 6. Amen. And we praise God tonight, amen, for, amen, this message that the Lord has given me. Amen. I want to give you a little background on this message that the Lord began to burst out in me before we get, amen, into it, the word of God. Amen. I praise God even on how on yesterday, amen, last night, amen, on the Prayer News Network, amen, my brother, amen, began to come on the line, amen, amen, which is my pastor as well, Pastor Mark Hogue, amen, he is my natural brother as well, and praise God, God has, amen, has us labor in the gospel, amen, together, amen, and behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen. But I praise God. Amen. He began to come to us on last night and speak to us out of God's word. Amen. Letting us know no need for another. Amen. No need to look for another. Amen. And he began to come, amen, from the same passage, amen, that I read from tonight. Amen. St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, amen, verses 1 through 6. And he might have read a few more. Amen. But how this began to come about, amen, and the Lord began to give me the same scriptures, amen, but I want to give you a little background, amen, how this come about, because God, he does all things well. Amen. How that, amen, this past Sunday, amen, we was in our Sunday morning worship service, amen, and we began to go down, amen, and open a prayer. Amen. God began to move, amen, from the time that people of God walked into the building, from Sunday school on till, amen, the whole service. The anointing of God was so heavily in the building. Amen. And whatever time, amen, the saints began to come in, amen, God had a blessing with their name on it. Amen. And praise God, amen, as we begin to go down after Sunday school, amen, as we begin to go down into our opening prayer, amen, before we went into our praise and worship, amen, service that Sunday morning. Amen, we begin to go down into opening prayer. Amen. Pastor, begin to call on one of the missionaries to pray. Amen. And I tell you, amen, the missionary prayed under the anointing and the unction of the Holy Ghost. God began to come in the room and begin to touch our heart. Amen. God began to let his spirit rest upon us. Amen. And we begin to get up from prayer, the opening prayer. Amen. The presence of God was so heavy on us that we couldn't do nothing but just, amen, we was, amen, arrested in the Holy Ghost. We couldn't do nothing but just, amen, open our mouth and bless the Lord. Amen. And give God praise and give God glory. Amen. For his presence abiding. Amen. In the midst, amen, of the tabernacle, in the midst of the sanctuary, and amen, and in the midst of God's people. Amen. We begin to just, amen, feast, amen, and rest, amen, under the anointing, in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Huh? Amen. And how that, amen, that the service was going forth. Huh? Glory be to God. And we begin to get caught up in the praise. Amen. The power of God began to come down and begin to, amen, quicken us and set upon us as cloven tongues as a fire. Amen. And we all begin to be filled with the presence of God and with the anointing of God. Amen. And as I begin to just, amen, lose myself in the Holy Ghost, amen, as I begin to, amen, take hold of faith and be quickened by the Spirit of God. Amen. I begin to go forth in the praises. Amen. I begin to sing and shout. And I begin to go forth in the dance. Amen. And give God the praise because the Lord was in the building. Huh? And the Lord was liberating. Huh? And the Lord was loosing shackles. Huh? The anointing of God was destroying yokes. Huh? The anointing of God was healing sick bodies. Huh? The anointing of God was turning situations around. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Amen. And as I begin to praise God, amen, I begin to go forth in the dance. Amen. Yes, amen. Amen. We still do the holy dance. Amen. We still pick our feet up and put them down. The Bible says praise them in the dance. Amen. The highest praise, amen, is the dance with the feet. Amen. The highest praise with the mouth is hallelujah. Amen. But the highest praise that you can give God is the dance, huh? And the Bible began to tell us in the book of Psalms, huh? He said, praise him in the dance, huh? Glory be to God, huh? And we begin to go forth in the dance, huh? We begin to lift Jesus up, huh? Amen, but it began to get personal, huh? It already was personal, but it began to get even more personal, huh? Because as I began to go forth in the dance, huh? And as I was dancing and praising God, huh? Amen, God began to come to me, huh? And God began to speak to me, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Right while I was dancing and praising him, huh? Amen. God began to come and speak to me, huh? I heard the voice of God, huh? It was loud and clear, huh? It overrode the music, huh? It overrode, amen, my hallelujah, huh? It overrode, amen, my thank you, Jesus, huh? It overrode, amen, every stomp that I began to put up and put down on the floor, huh? Amen. The voice of God, huh? It was so loud and so clear, huh? Amen. In my ears, huh? And as I was praising God, huh? As I was going forth in the dance, huh? I heard the Lord come to me, huh? And the Lord began to speak to me, huh? Loud and clear, huh? And the Lord began to ask me a question, huh? He began to ask me, huh? Do you really trust me, huh? Like you say you do, huh? Glory be to God, huh? God began to ask me, huh? Right there during the service, huh? Right there, amen, in the midst of my praise, huh? God began to ask me, huh? He began to ask me a question, huh? He said, do you trust me, huh? Like you really say you do, huh? Glory be to God, huh? And I began, huh, to think about the question, huh, that God began to ask me, huh? Amen. I was going through things, huh? I needed God God, to work things out, huh? Even in my personal life, huh? Even in my life, huh? I needed God, huh? To come to my rescue, huh? Amen, huh? But that morning, huh? God began to ask me, huh? Said, do you trust me, huh? Like you really say you do, huh? Glory be to God, huh? And as I begin to praise him and ponder, huh? On what the Lord asked me, huh? I said, Lord, as far as I know, I'm trusting you with all of my heart. Amen. But Lord, if my faith is lacking, if my faith is wavering, amen, I want you to give me the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Glory be to God. And I kept on. Amen. After a while, my praise began to turn into worship. Amen. The tears began to stream down my face. I began to just start crying in the presence of the Lord because God wanted to know. He wanted to know from me. Amen. Do I trust him? Like I say I do. Glory be to God. Amen. And at the end, my final answer was, Lord, I trust you. I trust you with my life. I trust you with all of my heart. Lord, I trust you with everything in me because you're God. You don't make no mistakes regardless of what I go through. Amen. You have the last final words. Amen. And that, amen, which seems to be evil. Amen. Is working for my good. Romans 8:28 says, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. It's working for your good tonight. If you really love the Lord, it's working for your good. If you really trust God, like you say you do, it's working for your good. Glory be to God. Amen. And I begin to get up. Amen. As we give amen. As we begin. Amen. To settle down in the praises. The knowing of God was still resting upon me. I still was caught up in the Holy Ghost. And as I begin to get up and open my mouth to make known his deeds. Amen. Among the people. And let the people know. What my worship experience was that Sunday morning. I began to tell them while I was praising God in the middle of my praise. God began to visit me. God began to come directly to me. And he began to ask me, amen, with a loud voice that I could hear him clearly. He began to ask me, do you really love me? Like you say you do. Glory be to God. Amen. And as I begin to make known, amen, the deeds among the people, the Holy Ghost begin to take over. Even in the praise, God begin to bring two scriptures to my mind. Proverbs the 3rd chapter in the 5th verse to trust in the Lord. With all thine heart, trust in the Lord tonight, with all your heart, people of God, trust in the Lord, not halfway, not sometime, but trust in the Lord, with all thine heart, with everything in you, no matter what you got to go through, trust in the Lord, with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding, don't lean to what it look like, don't lean to what it seem like, don't even lean to other people's opinion, you trust God with all your heart, you trust God, even when you can't see your way, glory be to God, and that was one scripture, the Lord began to bring to me, huh, as I was still going forth in the praise, huh? And then the other scripture, huh, was the one from St. Matthew, huh, that we just read, the 11th chapter, huh, when John was, amen, thrown into prison, huh? Amen, for preaching, huh? For preaching holiness, huh? For preaching righteousness, huh? They cast John into prison, huh? They bound him hand and foot, huh? They cast him into prison, huh? Amen, and John, huh? Began to sit in the prison, huh? And no doubt John, huh? Began to get a little worried, huh? He began, huh? To get a little restless, huh? Amen, sitting in that prison, huh? He was wondering, where is God, where is my Savior at, where is my Deliverer at, glory be to God, don't that sound just like you and me, when we get in situations, when our back is against the wall, we begin to start questioning our faith, we begin to start questioning our God, amen, we begin to start wondering, we begin to start getting a little antsy, we begin to start getting a little restless, and we begin to wonder, God, where are you at, Lord, are you going to come through for me, Lord, are you going to deliver me, out of this situation, glory be to God, but trust in the Lord, with all thine heart, amen, your back, may be against the wall, but you trust God anyhow, trust God in spite of what it feel like, it don't always feel good, sometimes the growing pains, amen, they are very painful, glory to God, hallelujah, glory be to God, but you trust God, in the midst of the growing pains, amen, if God brought you to it, God will bring you through it, sometimes we wonder how, Lord, how are you going to deliver me out of this one? How are you going to get me out of this situation? But if he did it before, he'll do it again. If he did it before, he got the power to do it again. And John was in prison. Amen, for preaching righteousness. For preaching, amen, against wrongdoing. And the devil got mad, just like he do today, when you're living for God, when you're serving God, amen, trying to fulfill, the will of God, don't think the devil's happy, don't think the devil's in favor of it, he's not, the devil has a roaring lion, has come down to you, he has come down, with great wrath, glory be to God, he's mad, that devil's upset, because you're living for God, that devil's upset, because you got your faith in God, and he wants, to destroy your faith, he wants, to get you to doubt God, he wants you, to let him make you think, that God is not going to deliver you, in the time of trouble, but the devil is a liar, he's a father of lies, and there is no truth in him. He'll come to you, and he'll whisper in your ear. He'll speak to the spirit of your mind, and he'll try to get you to question your faith. He'll say, what's the use? You're doing all of this. What good is it doing you? You're praying, but it seems like your prayers are going unanswered. You're singing and shouting. You're praising God, but it seems like the blessings are not coming down. But when the praises of God are going up, then the blessings, they will come down. Keep on praising him. Keep on praising him. Keep on singing. Keep on shouting. Because the blessing is going to come down. huh? Satan got to loose, huh? He got to loose your blessing, huh? He wants to, amen, try, huh? To, amen, cause your blessings, huh? To be hung up, huh? But you got to shake them, huh? Shake them loose, huh? You go through that tree, huh? You shake that tree, huh? Till those apples start falling, huh? You shake that tree, huh? Till the oranges start falling, huh? Hallelujah, huh? Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, huh? Amen, huh? Amen. Trust in the Lord, huh? With all thine heart, huh? Not portion of your heart, huh? Not some of your heart, huh? But trust in the Lord, huh? With all thine heart, huh? And lean not, huh? To thy own understanding, huh? Your own understanding, huh? Meaning what you think, huh? How you think the outcome is going to be, huh? How you think it's going to work out, huh? That's your understanding, huh? And your understanding, huh? It may not be lined up, huh, with the will of God, huh? You think in one way, huh? When God said, I'm going to come, huh, in a total different way, huh? Glory be to God, huh? But you got to stand still, huh, and see the salvation, huh, of the Lord, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen, huh? And as the Lord begin to move, huh, in our Sunday morning service, huh, amen, this Sunday that just passed, huh, as the anointing of God, huh, begin to move on us, huh? Amen, huh? When it was all said and done, huh, God began to send a witness, huh? God began to send confirmation, huh? Amen, and Pastor Mark, huh? Pastor began to get up, huh? Amen, huh? And he began to give exhortation, huh? Amen, glorifying God, huh? Because he began to say, huh, this was a witness, huh, to what God has given him, huh? That same morning, huh, early that Sunday morning, huh, God gave him the same message, huh, coming from the same scripture, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Won't God do it, huh? He revealeth his secrets, huh, unto his servants, huh? Glory be to God, huh? You walk in God's word, huh? You be in tune with God, huh? You can hear God, huh? You can hear the voice of God, huh? And God will give you, what he has given somebody else, huh? Amen. God will give you, amen, what, he has put in somebody else's spirit, huh? Amen, to be a witness, amen, to work together, hand in hand, glory be to God, amen, and he began to preach, on last night, the same scripture, because God, he wants us to know tonight, amen. No need, to look for another, when you're trusting God, it ain't no need, to turn to another, amen. Peter began to say, I am persuaded, that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, He said, Lord, to whom shall we go, where else are we going to go, who else, is going to do us like Jesus, who else, is going to love us, who else is going to keep us, in the midst of the storm, he said, amen, Lord, to whom shall we go, thou hast the words, of eternal life, I'm going to stay right here, I ain't going nowhere, I'm going to stay, in the will of God, I'm going to stay, where God placed me, I'ma stay, where God want me to be, I'ma stay, in God's holy word, don't get out of the word, but stay in the word, when you get out of the word, you're leaning to your own understanding, but when you stay in the word, you're trusting the Lord, you're standing on, the promises of God, the odds may be against you, but greater is he, that is with you, than he, that is in the world, greater is he that is in you, than he that is in the world, the scripture picked it up, God, in the book of Romans, that if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, if God be on our side, he's more than the whole world against us. With Christ, we will win. With Christ, we will win. We're on the winning side. We're on the winning team. If you go with Jesus, you're going the right way. But if you get off the Jesus team and get on some other team, you on the losing team. You will lose. But with Christ, we will win. Amen. Do you trust me like you really say you do? That's what I want to leave with you tonight. That's my topic for this night. Do you trust me like you say you do? These are the words of the Lord tonight. These are not my words. I'm not telling you to trust me. Amen. But these are the words of God tonight. God is asking. God is asking you a question. Do you trust me like you really say you do? You say you're trusting God with your mouth, but are you trusting God with all of your heart? Your mouth can say anything, but your heart is going to determine your actions. Glory be to God. Do you trust me like you say you do? Saith the Lord in layman's terms. Amen. To break it down to you. Do you trust God like you say you do? Do you really trust God? Amen. Do you really? Are you really trusting God like you say you are? It's easy to sing and shout when everything is well. It's easy to sing and shout when you got food all in the house running over. It's easy to sing and shout when your car is filled to the T with gas. When your car insurance is paid. Amen. When your mortgage is paid. When your rent is paid. When your light bill is paid. When your gas bill is paid. Everything is paid up. All your bills are paid. It's easy to sing. It's easy to shout. It's easy to feel good. Because you don't have a care in this world at that moment. But when it begins to reverse, when the odds are against you, amen, and you don't have all these things, amen, will you still trust God? Will you still depend on God? I'm learning how to lean. I'm learning how to depend. I'm learning how to trust God, even in the midst of oppositions, even in the midst of hard times. Yes, I go through tests. Yes, I go through trials, but I'm learning how to lean. I'm learning how to depend. I'm learning how to trust God with all of my heart, believing he will make a way. I learn to speak life over my situation. I tell myself things won't always be like this. I tell myself things are going to get better. I tell myself things are going to change. I tell myself God is going to fix it. God is going to work it out. It's in your hands, Lord. You can handle it better than I can. Do you really trust God like you say you do? As God began to ask me, amen, do you trust me like you say you do? Do you trust me like you say you do? You say you trust God loud and clear, strong and mighty. But when the test comes, when tribulation come, amen, sometimes, a lot of times, and many of times, we fail the test, we start mumbling, we start grumbling, we start complaining, Lord, I'm sick of this, Lord, I'm tired, Lord, why you allow me, to go through this, Lord, why did you allow, this to happen to me? Why me, Lord? We ask ourselves all these questions, and they go up into the ears of God. God hears our mumbling. God hears our grumbling. God hears our complaining. I'm so sick and tired of going through this. But the trying of your faith, it work your patience. You got to be tried in order to come out as pure gold. You got to be tried. He said, arm yourself likewise to suffer in the flesh. Glory be to God. Through much tribulation, through many tribulations, shall you enter into the kingdom of God. You got to go through. You got to go through the storm. You got to go through the rain. But Psalm 46 begin to say, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, in the midst of trouble. God is a very present help, meaning a right now. He's a right now God. He'll do it right now. He'll get you out right now if it be his will. Glory be to God. Do you trust me like you say you do? Amen. It's easy to say things with your mouth. Amen. We say things with our mouth, amen, many times. But sometimes our heart is saying something totally different. Glory be to God. It's easy to trust God when we're happy. Amen. It's easy to trust God, amen, when, amen, everything is the way we want it. Amen. But when things are not the way you want it, when frustration is coming your way, you're becoming frustrated. You're becoming irritated and agitated. Amen. You've been going through it for a period of time. Amen. Do you still trust God like you say you do? Glory be to God. Amen. And here, John, amen, the Baptist, he was thrown into prison at this time. Amen, for preaching the word of God. Amen, he was thrown into prison. And then John being in prison, sitting in prison. No doubt, amen, he, amen, began to get uncomfortable. Because he began to sit in prison. Amen, and he was looking for the Jesus to come. Amen, to deliver him. And when it seemed like, just like you and I, when it seemed like God ain't coming, we start questioning ourselves. We start wondering, Lord, are you going to come? Lord, when? Are you going to get me out of this? Lord, are you going to come and deliver me? Lord, are you going to come and heal my body? Lord, are you going to come and take the pain away? Glory be to God. And John began to sit in the prison. Amen. And it says, now John had heard in the prison the works of Christ. He sent two of his disciples. John had disciples. He sent two of his disciples and said unto him, amen, to Jesus, and said unto him, art thou the Christ, or not he that should come? Or do we look for another? Amen. John began to send his disciples. Amen. Sent them to Jesus. Amen. To ask Jesus. Amen. Art thou he that should come? Are you the one that's going to come to my rescue? Or do we look for another? Do me and my disciples, do we look for another answer? Do we look for another avenue? Do we look for another way out? Do we look for another deliverer? There is no need to look for another. No need to look for another. There is no other. There's no other deliverer. There's no other very present help. There's nobody. Nobody can do me like Jesus. Nobody can do me like the Lord. I love my mother. She can't do me like Jesus. I love my father, but he couldn't do me like Jesus. My sisters and my brothers, they can't do me like Jesus. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. But John, after preaching in the wilderness, saying, repent, repent. answer, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And if you can let them know, make the path straight for his feet. He was in the wilderness, amen, crying, repentance, amen. He even began to tell them, oh generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee the wrath of God. He said, bring fruit, fruit for meat, bring fruit and meat for repentance. Prove that you come to be saved. Prove that you come to turn your life around. Prove that you love God. Glory be to God. But now John was thrown in the prison for preaching against adultery. And with Herod's wife. Amen. You gotta let them know it's wrong for you to have somebody else's wife. And the devil got mad. So they begin to want to crucify him. And they begin, amen, to, amen, plot against John. They begin to plot to figure out we got to crucify him. We got to do away with him. We got to get rid of this man for preaching this type of gospel. We're offended. We don't like what we're hearing. We don't like this kind of preaching. We don't like this gospel. That's the way it is today. Everybody don't like the preaching of the gospel. Everybody don't like the true word of God. They get offended. But my Bible tell me, blessed is he who not, amen, be offended with the word of God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And John, he was thrown into prison, amen, for preaching, amen, against sin, amen, and for preaching, repentance, prepare you the way of the Lord, and John began to sit into that prison, amen, no doubt days went by, John was in the prison, he didn't hear nothing from Jesus, he didn't see Jesus, that's the same way with us, we go through storms of life, and it seems like God is not near, God is not answering, God left us in this situation by ourselves, but the devil is a liar. He said, I will never leave you, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said in Isaiah, when you go through the fire, I'll go through the fire with you. When you go through the flood, I'll go through the flood with you. They're not going to harm you. That fire is not going to burn you. The flood is not going to drown you. Why? Because God said, I'll be with you. Amen. Do you trust God like you say you do? Do you trust me like you say you do? Saith the Lord. The Lord is asking you tonight. Do you trust me like you say you do? You say you trust me, but why are you complaining? You say you trust me, but why are you doubting me, you say you trust me, but why is your faith wavering, why are you wavering tonight, my Bible lets me know in the book of James, he that waver is like a wave of the sea, let not that man think to receive anything of the Lord, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, you're not going to receive anything of the Lord. Amen. When your faith is wavering, when your faith is doubting, you can't believe in doubt at the same time. You cannot believe and doubt at the same time. Either you want to believe God or not. Either you want to trust God or not. Do you trust me like you say you do? Saith the Lord. The Lord wants to know tonight. Do you trust me like you say you do? I hear you with your mouth. He said, these people, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts is far from me. They're saying with their mouth, I trust you, Lord. Huh? But in their heart, huh, they don't believe, huh, that God is going to make a way. Huh? They don't really believe, huh, that God is going to see them through. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Amen. Huh? But trust in the Lord, huh, with all thine heart. Huh? Lean not, huh, to thy own understanding. Huh? Stop going by, huh, what you feel. Huh? Stop going off, huh, what you see. Huh? And take God, huh? Hallelujah, huh? Take God at his word, huh? Take God at his word, huh? Remind God, huh? Remind God of his word, huh? Lord, you said in your word, huh, that you will make a way, huh, in the wilderness, huh? You will, huh, make a way in the desert, huh? You said in your word, Lord, huh, you will open up a door, huh, that no man can close, huh? Glory be to God, huh? You said in your word, Lord, huh, we shall be above, huh, and not beneath. Huh? You said in your word, Lord, huh, we shall be the head, huh, and not the tail. Huh? You said in your word, Lord, huh, we're blessed, huh, and highly favored. Huh? Come on and give them some praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Do you trust me like you say you do, saith the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My time is almost out. Amen. But John was in the wilderness. John was in prison. Amen. And John began to say, he began to send his disciples to Jesus. Said, amen. Art not he that shall come? Or do we look for another? Jesus answered. Jesus sent the disciples back. Amen. With this answer. Jesus answered and said unto them, go and shew John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Amen. Jesus began to let them know, go back and tell John, I'm still working miracles. Amen. I'm in control. Amen. I got all power. Huh? But when Jesus, he rose, huh? He said, I rose with all power in my hand. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? And he rose with all power in his hand. Huh? And he was, amen. He sent the word back to the disciples, huh, to tell John. Huh? Amen. This is a small thing. Huh? Amen. That you're desiring. Huh? This is a small petition. Huh? He said, I could just speak the word, huh, and it shall be done. Huh? Like that centurion soldier, huh? He had enough faith in God. Huh? He believed God with all his heart. Huh? He said, Master, you don't even have to come to my house. Huh? Amen. To heal my child. Huh? He said, hey, glory to God. Huh? He said, but you can just speak the word, huh, right where you are, huh, and my child shall be healed. Huh? He had great faith. Huh? Oh, ye of great faith. Huh? And of amen, the man. Huh? Jesus began to let the man know. Huh? Amen. Go your way. Huh? Amen. Your child will be made whole. Huh? When the man got back home, huh? His child was healed, huh? His child was delivered, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Isn't that just like God, huh? When you rest on God's word, huh? When you take God at his word, huh? He keeps his promises, huh? He does everything, huh, that he said he would do, huh? Don't he do it, huh? Won't he do it tonight, huh? Glory be to God, huh? As the Lord said, huh? Do you trust me, huh? Like you say you do, huh? Amen, I hear you, huh? I hear you saying, Lord, I trust you, huh? But when the storms of life come, huh? When the storms are raging, huh? Amen. Do you trust God, huh? Amen. Just like the disciples, huh? They was out on the ship with Jesus, huh? Amen. They begin to run into a storm, huh? Amen. They trusted Jesus, huh? As long as Jesus was with them, huh? As long as Jesus did everything, huh, that they needed them to do, huh? They trusted Jesus, huh? When they were going to water, huh? And they begin, to come upon a storm, huh? A boisterous storm, huh? Amen, huh? They begin to go down, huh, to the bottom of the ship, huh? And wake Jesus up, huh? Saying, Master, huh? Amen, care not, huh, that we perish, huh? Are you concerned, huh? Are you even concerned, huh? You hear the negativity, huh, that they begin to speak, huh? huh? Care is not, huh? That we perish, huh? Do you even care, huh? If we live or die, huh? Do you even care, huh? About our safety, huh? Do you even care, huh? Amen, what's going to happen to us, huh? They begin to say, care is not, huh? That we perish, huh? And Jesus, begin to awake, huh? And Jesus, he began to speak, huh? He began to speak to the storm, huh? He said, peace, be still, huh? He said, peace, huh? Be still, huh? And immediately, huh? All of a sudden, huh? All at once, huh? The storm, huh? And the strong boisterous wind, huh? Had to obey, huh? The voice of God, huh? There is power, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? So much power, huh? In the name, huh? In the name Jesus, huh? Amen. Tell me, huh? Who can stand, huh? Before us, huh? When we call on, huh? That great name, huh? Jesus, huh? Jesus, huh? There's power, huh? In the name, huh? See, you got to call, huh? On the name of the Lord, huh? Amen, huh? He said, whosoever, huh? Shall call, huh? Upon the name of the Lord, huh? They shall, huh? They shall be saved, huh? He'll save your soul, huh? He'll save your body, huh? He'll save your life, huh? Amen. The word save, huh? Means to deliver, huh? God will deliver you, huh? Out of every situation, huh? If you only call, huh? On that great name, huh? Jesus, huh? But people, huh? They don't want to call on Jesus, huh? They want to do everything else, huh? But call, huh? On the name of the Lord, huh? You got to call, huh? On the name of the Lord, huh? For the name of the Lord, huh? Is a strong tower, huh? The righteous run up into it, huh? And they are safe, huh? We're safe, huh? In the arms of Jesus, huh? Keep trusting people, huh? People of God, huh? Keep trusting God, huh? Keep believing, huh? Don't doubt God, huh? For he that doubteth, huh? Is like a wave of the sea, huh? Let not that man, huh? Think to receive, huh? Anything of God, huh? You ain't gonna get nothing, huh? Nothing from God, huh? If you don't trust him, huh? I'm learning how to lean, huh? I'm learning how to depend, huh? Amen on God, huh? Because I know, huh? If I trust him, huh? He will provide, huh? Amen. Jesus said, huh? If you lean on me, huh? I won't let you fall, huh? Man may let you fall, huh? But lean, lean on Jesus, huh? He won't let you fall, huh? He loves you too much, huh? To let you fall, huh? James began to say, huh? My brethren, huh? When you fall, huh? It's a dire temptation, huh? Count it all joy, huh? For the trying of your faith, huh? Work at patience, huh? Let patience, huh? Have a perfect work, huh? That you may be entire, huh? One in nothing, huh? You trust God, huh? You ain't got the lack, huh? The young lions, huh? Do lack, huh? And suffer hunger, huh? But they that, huh? Wait on God, huh? They that trust God, huh? Shall not want, huh? Any good thing, huh? The Lord is my shepherd, huh? I shall not want, huh? Meaning the Lord is my shepherd, huh? He's my provider, huh? I ain't got to lack, huh? I ain't got to go without, huh? Amen. Whatever I need, huh? God will provide, huh? Come on and say yes, huh? Come on and say yes, huh? Do you trust me, huh? Like you say you do, huh? Saith the Lord, huh? God is asking you tonight, huh? Do you trust me, huh? Like you say you do, huh? Do you really trust God, huh? Like you say you do, huh? Time is going to tell, huh? If you really trust God, huh? Time is going to prove, huh? If you're trusting God, huh? When you're going through the storm, huh? When you're going through the rain, huh? How are you acting? Huh? How are you conducting yourself? Huh? What are you saying? Huh? What are you doing? Huh? When the storms of life, huh, are raging, huh? God said, huh, I'll be with you. Huh? You got to take God, huh, at his word. Huh? Take God, huh, at his word, huh? No need to look for another, huh? No need to go and try to seek out another avenue, huh? There is no detour, huh? There is no other avenue, huh? People are getting off the highway, huh? And they're getting on the byway, huh? They're getting on the access road, huh? But stay on the highway, huh? The highway of holiness, huh? The highway of heaven, huh? Stay on the highway, huh? Don't get off it, huh? But stay on the highway, huh? Of holiness, huh? Glory be to God. Saith the Lord, do you trust me like you say you do? Oh, glory be to God. Something to think about tonight. Are you really trusting God like you say you are? Amen. When you're going through your storms, amen, well, how are you acting? Amen. What's your disposition? What are the words of death coming out of your mouth when you're going through the storms? Amen. When you've been going through a situation for so long, amen, it just seemed like. See, that's your understanding when it seemed like. Amen. That's what you're thinking. Amen. But trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm going to just have to stop because I didn't get through this message. Amen. But John began to wonder. His faith began to get a little wavy. Amen. Being in that prison, he began to wonder, Lord, are you he that should come and deliver me? Or should I look for another? Amen. No doubt John knew that, amen, being in prison wasn't a good thing. No doubt he knew that, amen, what was about to take place. John was beheaded, amen, for this gospel. They began to cut John's head off. Amen. The little girl, Herodias, amen, began to dance. Amen. The little girl began to dance before the king. And the king began to, amen, tell her, I give you, amen, a portion of my kingdom. Because he was pleased with her dancing. Amen. And she didn't know what to ask for, so she went to, amen, her mother. Which her mother, amen, amen, did not, amen. She was offended, amen, with the word of God. Amen. She began to say, ask for the head of John the Baptist on a charter. Amen. And the little girl probably didn't even know exactly what that was, but she just repeated what her mother told her to say. And she went to the king and she began to request of the king of the head of John the Baptist on a charter. Amen. And the king, amen, agreed to him, but he had to honor his word. Amen. He did what he said. Amen. And they began to cut the head of John the Baptist off. Amen. John was beheaded. Amen, for preaching, amen, the word of God and preaching against unrighteousness and sin. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. But John began to get to a place in his life after, amen, the doubt, after wondering, amen, is it he that should come or should I look for another? When Jesus began to send word back to John for thy disciples, said, you go back and tell John the things that you see and hear. Let John know, amen, that I'm in control, that I'm right here. Amen. John began to get a sense of peace and security. John began to, amen, rest in the Lord. Amen. Know that he began to say, come what may. Amen. Whatever be time, God will take care of me. Amen. I'm going, if I go down, I'm going down in Jesus' name. If I go down, I'm going down with a fight. Do you feel that way tonight? If it costs my life, if it costs my life, I got to make it to that city. If it costs me, amen, giving up everything, amen, I got to make it, amen. Glory be to God. Do you really trust God like you say you do? Do you trust me like you say you do, saith the Lord? Glory be to God. That's my topic tonight. Do you trust me like you say you do? Amen. This is the question that God is asking you tonight. Do you trust me? God is asking. He wants to know tonight. Do you trust me like you say you do? Amen. In the hard times, not just in the good times, but in the rough times, in the hard times of life, do you still trust me like you say you do? Glory be to God. Amen. Proverbs 24:10 says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Amen. See, we can sing and shout like I forestated. Amen. We can run around, amen, the church, amen, when everything is well. Amen. But when things are not so well, when the road is dark and the road is gloomy, Amen. We begin to faint. And my Bible tells me in Proverbs 24:10, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Meaning, amen, you ain't as strong as you think you are. Amen. You ain't trusting God like you say you're trusting God. Every time the storm of life come and blow, you ready to give up. You ready to throw in hands. I can't take this anymore. I can't do this no more. Amen. I'm just going to give. I'm just ready to throw in the towel. Every time you turn around, you always ready to throw in the towel. Put on some strength. Arise and put on some strength. Amen. Get some faith. Where is your faith in God? Tell me, where is your faith in God tonight? Glory be to God. Why are you doubting God? Amen. Why are you allowing the devil to tell you, amen, this situation is impossible? All things are possible to him that believeth. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. We ought to pray and ask God to give us the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Glory be to God. Job began to say, amen, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. After all that Job went through, he said, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. He said, for I know my Redeemer liveth. Glory be to God. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. My final closing scripture, amen, reference scripture, Revelations, amen, 2 and 10. Revelations, amen, 2 and 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Glory be to God. He said, fear none of those things. When you trust in God, you ain't going to fear none of those things that you have to suffer. He said, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. You're going to suffer things. People of God, you're going to go through some tests. You're going to go through, amen, for the storms of life. You're going to go through hard trials. But he says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, meaning take notice. Amen. Be ready. Be on guard. Be prepared. The devil shall cast some of you into prison. Amen. Some of you may have to go to prison for preaching this gospel. Some of you may have to go to prison for preaching against unrighteousness, for preaching against sin. The devil's trying to tell you, you can't preach against this, you can't preach against that. But what are you going to do? Are you going to stop preaching God's word because the devil said you can't preach it, or are you going to preach it anyhow, even if it costs you to go to jail? Amen. Said, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried, meaning your faith is going to be tried. Amen. You may even question yourself, Lord, I done did your will. Now look at me. I'm here in prison. Lord, I did what you told me to do. Now look at me. Look what happened to me. That's all right. Your faith got to be tried. Glory be to God. The devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. And you shall have tribulation 10 days. Meaning you're going to have tribulation, amen, for a period of time. 10 days, amen, is referring to a period of time. Amen. You're going to go through a trial. You're going to go through that test for a period of time. Glory be to God. Until God says enough is enough. He said, but be thou faithful unto death. Amen. John the Baptist, he was faithful unto death. Amen. He began to get his mind right. He began to get his thinking right. Amen. And he began to say, I'm going to be faithful even unto death, even if it costs my life. Even if I have to die for this gospel. Amen. I must trust God. I'm going to trust God to the end. Glory be to God. He says, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death. Jesus said, and I will give thee a crown of life. Glory be to God. Amen. We know, amen. Amen. When this life is over, we know we have a building not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And that's what we're striving for. This world is not our home. We did not come here to stay. Amen. But we came and we're looking to go back with Jesus. Amen. When he shall come. But you got to trust God until the end. Amen. The Lord is asking a question tonight. Do you trust me like you say you do? Do you trust me like you say you do? Glory be to God. I heard the Lord ask me that day, amen, last Sunday morning, amen, in the service. He began to ask me, Do you trust me like you say you do? Glory be to God. Amen. Nowhere, no doubt my faith was wavering somewhere along the line. No doubt my faith began to get a little shaky. Amen. But God began to come and strengthen my faith. And I began to say, yay, Lord, you know I trust you. Lord, I trust you with my whole heart. I trust you for the keeping of my soul. I commit my life unto you, Lord. I trust you with everything in me. Glory be to God. And tears begin to stream down my face. Amen. I begin to just surrender to the Lord. I said, Lord, I trust you. I begin to surrender my ways and my thoughts. Amen. Unto the Lord. And I said, Lord, I trust you with my whole heart. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. That's how you got to trust God tonight. You got to trust God even when you can't trace him. Know that he's going to see you through. God is going to get us through this. Glory be to God. Amen. We praise God for the word. We're going to just have to bring it to a close tonight. Amen. But we pray you have gotten something out of the word of God. Examine yourself tonight. Amen. See if you be found in the faith. Amen. Search yourself tonight. See if you're trusting God like you say you are. Amen. The Lord wants to know tonight. Amen. Do you trust me like you say you do? Do you really trust me like you say you do? Or are you going through the motion? Amen. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You got to trust God with fully, man, all your heart, with everything in you. Amen. We sing a song that says, amen, I won't complain. Amen. My good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. I'll lift my hands and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. But sometimes when we go through the storms of life, we're not doing what we said we're going to do. Amen. We begin to complain. We begin to mumble and grumble. And we begin to tell the Lord, I'm sick of this. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of going through this. I'm tired of this test. I'm tired of this pain. I'm tired of, amen, my suffering. And we begin to complain. We failed the test so many times. Amen. We fail, amen, trusting God like we should. But tonight God wants to know, do you trust me like you say you do? Glory be to God. It's more, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. It's your action that's going to determine your faith in God. Do you trust me? You say you do. Amen. Saith the Lord. Amen. We just praise God tonight. Amen. For the word of God, we're going to bring it to a close. Amen. But maybe there's somebody on the line tonight. You have heard the word of God. You have been betwixt two opinions. You have been halted between two opinions. You're trying to decide if going with Jesus is the right way. Amen. Or the way that you're going now is the right way. Amen. One day you want to try Jesus. One day you want to live for Jesus. Then the next day you're not sure. Amen. But tonight you got to make up your mind. Choose you today whom you will serve. If it seem evil, amen, for you to serve the Lord, then choose you today whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Make that decision tonight, who you want to serve. Maybe somewhere on the line, your faith is wavering. Your faith has been doubting God. You're not sure if God's going to come through. You're not sure if God is going to deliver you out of that situation. You're not sure if God's going to ever heal your body, and your faith is wavering. Amen. The Bible says, he that waver is like the wave of the sea. Amen. Let not that man think to receive anything of the Lord. But your faith got to be fixed. Your faith got to be firm in God. Amen. You got to say, for God I live and for God I die. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Tonight, if somebody's on the line, you want to come to Jesus, you can push *6. Amen. That we can pray the prayer of faith with you tonight. Glory be to God. Do you trust me like you say you do? Hallelujah. Is there one tonight, amen, that want to be saved? Amen. Are you tired of your wicked ways? Are you tired of that sinful life that you're living? Glory be to God. God has a better way for you to live. God wants better for you. The devil's telling you, amen, you're going to be like this the rest of your life. You've got to live like this the rest of your life. You got to live with these addictions. You got to live with these hang-ups. No, you don't. God can deliver you tonight. God can set you free right now. if you give him a chance. Why don't you come on this line, this platform, and give God a chance to turn your life around. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight? The choice is yours tonight. Hallelujah. I'm glad I chose the Lord. I'm glad I made the Lord my choice. Amen. He chose me out of all that I've done. He chose me from the foundation of the world that I should serve him. But I'm glad that I decided to follow Jesus. I'm so glad I have decided to follow Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, is there any special prayer request? Amen. Maybe you one of those that, amen, felt like, amen, you was trusting God with all your heart. But tonight, the word of God, amen, began to let you see, amen, that you wasn't trusting God like you should have been. Maybe your faith has been wavering. Maybe you have been uncertain. Maybe you have been halted between two opinions, wondering if God is going to come through, wondering where is God. Amen. Where is your faith in God tonight? Amen. The Lord said, amen. Do you trust me like you say you do? This is something for you to think about tonight. Do you trust me like you say you do? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is there one tonight standing in need of prayer? Amen. Anybody got any prayer requests tonight? I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend. He's my God. If I trust him, he will provide. He will, amen, meet my needs tonight. If I only trust him. If I only trust him, he will come through for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He will show up and show out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Do we have one on the line tonight?
Yes, this is
amen.
I'd like to ask prayer for my sister-in-law, George, and my classmate, Valerie, on the loss of their aunt and mother. We'll be putting the rest on the weekend. And for Ishma Mason, he was having trouble breathing, and they had to take him to the hospital.
Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If I trust him. If I trust him. Only if I trust him. Only believe all things are possible. Glory be to God. Anyone else tonight? Thank you. God bless you. Anyone else tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I trust him, he will provide. He will provide my healing. He will provide my needs. He will provide everything that I'm lacking tonight. If I trust him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have your way tonight, Lord. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Destroy every yoke tonight, Father. Let the yoke of doubt be destroyed tonight. Let the yoke of doubt be destroyed tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Do what you want to do, God. As long as you want to. Have your way tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to trust you tonight. Help us to believe on you. As the scripture has said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of that living water. Give us that living water tonight. Put it in our soul tonight. Put it in our heart, God. We need that living water. Oh, God, fill our cups tonight. Let our cups run over. In the name of Jesus. Give us that everlasting joy. Give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus. Lord, do a new thing tonight. Even on this prayer line. Do a new thing tonight. You work a miracle, Lord. Work a miracle, Lord. Work a miracle tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Turn the situation around. Do what man said can't be done. You do the impossible tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, fix it. Fix it in every home. Fix it on the job. Fix it in the neighborhood. Fix it, Lord.
Fix it, Lord. I know you can. I know you can. I know you will. Solve every problem tonight. In the name of Jesus. Ease the pain tonight. Heal that sick body tonight. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Thou son of David. Have mercy tonight. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Help us to come forth as pure gold tonight. Jesus, you know the afflictions of your people. You've seen our tears. You heard our prayer. You heard our cries. You come down to deliver us tonight. Oh, Jesus, in thee, O Lord, do we put our trust. Never let us be put to confusion. In thee, O Lord, do we put our trust? Never let it be put to a shame. In the name of Jesus, deliver us, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Deliver, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, raise up your people tonight. Raise up your people, God. Raise us up tonight. Cause us to sit in heavenly places. In the name of Jesus, you open and close doors that no man can close. Oh, God, I know you able tonight. Lord, I believe you. I believe you tonight. You are God, and God alone. Beside you, there is no other God. You are the only true and living God. You are the way, the truth, and the light. You the way tonight. You're the only way. We're not looking for another. You are the one. You are the one and only. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. You told we have to faith the size of a mustard seed. In the name of Jesus. Give us that mustard seed faith tonight. Oh, God, but increase our faith. Increase our faith. Let our faith continue to grow. Let our faith grow tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us not to doubt you. Help us but to believe. Oh, God, help us to believe to the saving of the soul. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, look on the prayer list tonight. Oh, God, we lift these souls up to you tonight. Oh, God, we lift up the sister tonight. We lift up the classmate tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up Mr. Mason tonight, God. Father God, you can just speak the word, and they shall be made whole. You can speak the word, and they shall be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. You said if we have the faith, the size of a mustard seed, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're believing for these souls tonight. In behalf of these souls, God, we believe you. Father God, we pray your will tonight. God, you may not come when we want you, but you're always on time. Oh, God, you come. In the mighty name of Jesus, you told us to be still and know that you are God. You will be exalted among the heathen. You told us to just to be still and know that you are God. Oh, Father God, we know that you're God tonight, and beside you there is no other. Father God, we praise you, we glorify you. Look on every soul on the line tonight, every heart on the line, everyone under the sound of my feeble voice tonight. Father God, we pray blessings over every household tonight. Oh, God, from country to country, nation to nation, state to state, city to city. Oh, God, meet the needs tonight. Father God, you know the, oh, God, make provisions tonight. Help somebody, God, to believe on you as the scripture has said. And out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. You'll give them that living water tonight. You'll give them life everlasting. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, quench that thirst in soul tonight. Quench that thirst tonight, God. Oh, God, fill that longing soul. God, we love you, we praise you, we trust you, Lord. Father God, we trust you with our whole heart. We trust you with everything in us tonight. Oh, God, if there's any doubt in us tonight, if there's elements of doubt in our soul and our spirit tonight, we ask that you take it out. Move all doubt out the way tonight. Father God, that we may receive the blessings of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Teach us how to trust you, Lord.
Teach us how to depend on you. Teach us how to take you at your word. We take you at your word tonight. We believe your spoken word. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, it's already written. It's already written. It's already been declared in the atmosphere. It's already been spoken over our lives that we shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, we praise you, we thank you. We give you glory, we give you honor. Oh God, this night we give you glory. Oh God, speak to us, speak to our hearts. Lead us and guide us. Order our steps in your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you, God. We know that thou always hears us when we pray. And we have the petition that we have desired of you this night. Oh God, grant it according to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. And to your hands, woman of God. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen on tonight, people of God. Amen. Truly, the Lord has spoken unto us on tonight. Glory to God. Ask us. Glory to God. Do you trust me like you say you? Amen. Glory be to God. And only you can answer that question. Only you can answer that question on tonight. Amen. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. For how the Lord, glory to God, has come to show us. Amen. And how, amen, he began to just, amen, enumerate for us the different ways, people of God, that we don't trust him. Amen. The ways that, glory to God, we're not lining up with his word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. But people of God, truly, we don't have to leave this line the same. We don't have to leave this line the same on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Because the Lord has come and he has shown us. He has brought us. Amen. He has brought us in. Glory be to God. Amen. Not according to our own understanding, but according to his word, according to what he, amen, his way, glory to God. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus, there's nothing else to be said. Glory to God, the word has said it all on tonight. Amen. But we want to, glory to God, govern ourselves to the word on tonight. Amen. Thank God on tonight. What a word, people of God. Glory to God. And it's, listen, people of God, this word, glory to God, is to bring us into the oneness, to bring us, people of God, to where he is, glory to God, that where he is, we might be there also, amen, so that we can walk in the blessings of the Lord, so that we can, glory be to God, walk in the inheritance of the Lord, amen, glory be to God. The enemy comes to tell us all kinds of things, so much doubt, glory to God, so much doubt, amen, glory to God, walking in double-mindedness, glory be to God, and this is not the will of the Lord, glory to God, but even as the word come on tonight, the word has come to deliver us, the word has come to bring us to the true trust of him, the true trust in him, glory to God, so we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight, glory to God, for this word, amen, and I'm telling you, as the word was going forth, people of God, amen, we just had to see ourselves, glory to God, not our brother, not our sisters, amen, but we had to look at our trust, amen, we had to look into this perfect law of liberty, amen, to see where we truly stand, amen, are we trusting God, amen, with our lips and our hearts far from it on tonight, glory to God, but we give God thanks, we give God praise on tonight. So much has been said, so much, amen, has been, glory be to God, amen, declared on tonight. And people of God, we want you, amen, tonight to get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory to God, we ask you to get a, amen, listen at it again, listen at it over and over again, glory to God, listen at it and send a copy to someone else, amen, because this word on tonight, people of God, amen, it's only to bring us in, and it's only to bring us closer. Amen. I love the Lord. I don't know about you, people of God, but I love the Lord for him, amen, sending such a word, glory to God, even all this year, sending such a word, glory to God, causing us to check and recheck, check where we stand, glory to God, checking to see if we're standing on solid ground, glory to God. And I just bless the Lord on tonight, again, for this word. People of God, we want you to certainly, again, get a copy of the broadcast. Amen, Jesus, we give you two numbers, glory to God. The first number on tonight, glory to God, you can text, amen, that number is 912-257-398, and that's 912-257-3918, amen. For our international listeners, glory to God, you can certainly text us on tonight via WhatsApp. Amen, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. As well, people of God, don't forget you can go out to our Facebook page, Glory to God, Prayer News Network. Amen. There we do house our broadcast. You can go out there, listen to it as often as you like. Amen, Jesus, as well. Glory be to God. You can go out on the web, go out to Prayer News Network. Glory to God. There you will also find our broadcast as well. Amen. They're absolutely free, people of God. Amen. And we want you to get a copy. Amen. We're concerned about the souls of men. Amen. It's not the will of God that any should perish. It's not the will of God that any should miss God. Amen. Glory to God in any way. Glory to God. So, people of God, it is free unto you. Glory to God. Get it. And amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Send it to someone. Glory to God that someone else might be saved. Amen. As well, we thank God for those that are listening via blog radio. You can as well go out there and get a copy for those of you that are downloading from blog radio. Amen. God bless you on today. Thank God for the many, many prayer requests that are coming in via the radio, glory to God, trying to see how we can get us all connected, amen, Jesus, glory to God, from all over the world, not just to listen, amen, but to truly be connected, amen, glory be to God, a part of this network, amen. So we thank God again for you, amen. Those are the several ways that you can certainly get a copy of the broadcast or any of our broadcasts on tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for this word. Amen. Of a truth, glory to God, you've had an experience with the Lord. And tonight, amen, we have had an experience with the Lord. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the testimony, for the experience. Amen. Glory to God for what God has, amen, given unto you to give to his people. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, glory be to God. Listen, let us, amen, look towards heaven on tonight. Glory be to God. Let us look towards heaven. Amen. As we lift the man of God up, glory be to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you for this word. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God for your servant. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're praying even now. We're asking that you would look upon him. Look upon him even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would strengthen him even in this hour. Strengthen him even more in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We're thanking for you for your glory. We're thanking you for your anointing on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Glory be to God for all that you're doing in his life. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for
for open doors. We're thanking you on tonight, glory be to God, for the pathway that you set before him, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would bless him now. We're asking, oh God, that you would restore even now, Father, the virtue that he's given unto your people. Restore on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Restore, glory be to God. Bless on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, bless his family tonight. Bless his ministry tonight, oh God. Bless each and everything that concerns him, we do pray. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you, glory to God, for the fresh breath of your anointing. Thank you for the Haya Shabu, God. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you're doing in his life. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for clarity on tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you for your word, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the rivers of living waters, oh God, that are flowing from this vessel. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. Glory to God. We bless you. Glory be to God in all things. We do pray, Father, in thy precious name. Jesus, glory be to God in thy precious name, oh God. We're asking you, oh God, cause your face to shine upon him. Cause your face to shine upon him, Father. We're thanking you for all this stuff. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you now. For these things we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank him on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Man of God, we thank him. Thank God for you on tonight again. Amen. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you. We thank God on tonight. Amen. Again, for the word. Amen. Thank you for the unveiling of the word on tonight. Amen. That we can walk therein. Amen, Jesus. So that we can, amen, glory to God, so we can really see if we're really trusting him like we say we do. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. God bless you again on tonight. Amen. Listen, people of God, this word, glory be to God, I'm telling you, this word will, glory to God, it will mess you up, all that you thought. Amen. Glory be to God. But listen, people of God, amen, Jesus, it will cause us to walk in the holiness of God. Amen. And this is what the Lord is doing for us, people of God. He's drawing us nigh, amen, so that we can walk. And then even as the scripture declares, in him living and moving and having our being. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Glory to God. I'm excited again for this word, Minister Emmanuel. Amen. We're going to release the platform back to you on tonight. Again, thank God for you. Thank God for this word. Amen. It's just beautiful. Amen, Jesus. How yourself, amen, and for Pastor Hogue, amen, glory to God, fellow laborers in the gospel, amen, pulling it all together, amen, that we might see, amen, what the will of the Lord is. God bless you on tonight, and we're releasing the platform back unto you in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Woman of God, we thank God, amen, for you. Amen. We thank God for the prayer. Amen. And I do receive it, and I believe God for great things. Amen. My faith has been increased even as the Lord began to come and speak to me. God began to increase my faith. Amen. Where, amen, there was, may have been doubt and was doubt, God began to just move it out the way. Amen. And let me know that I got to trust in the Lord with all of my heart and lean not to my own understanding. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise God. Amen. I feel the presence of God tonight. I feel his, amen, his presence. Amen. We just thank God, people. God, this is what God wants from you. God wants you to trust him all the way. Don't be a part-time truster, but trust God all the time, all the way, with your whole heart. Trust God with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. It ain't what you think. It ain't what you, amen, think you figured out. It don't even matter about that. You just trust the Lord, and Lord, whatever you decide to do, however you decide to move, however you decide to fix it, you know what's best. And trust in the Lord and rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Amen. We love you tonight, people of God. We love you. We're praying your strength in the Lord. Amen. This is a great ministry. Amen. God, he's doing great things in our lives. God is elevating us, amen, where we belong. He said we shall be the head and not the tail. We shall be above only and not beneath. We shall be the lenders and not the borrowers. Glory be to God. We got to live up to God's word. We got to come up to God's word, and we got to walk in God's word. Amen. We love you tonight. We're praying for you. Amen. We're going to close with this scripture. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for destroying every yoke tonight. We thank you for destroying the yoke of doubt. We thank you, oh God, for instilling to your faith, your people, the heart, in their heart, faith, 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 just a little more faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you for all things. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Oh God, bless us that we depart from this law, but never from your presence. Keep us in the center of thy will. Hold us in the hollow of your hand until we shall meet again at that point in time and hour. In Jesus' name we pray. And I'm going to close with this scripture, Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. In Jesus' name, this is our prayer. Amen for you this night. That you will trust the Lord with all your heart. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you. Amen. Blessings be unto you. Amen. In Jesus' name, good night.
Amen. And that does conclude our broadcast on tonight, people of God. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Be sure to bring somebody. Amen. Tell somebody about the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. And blessings unto you in Jesus' name.
Amen. This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.